This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in here on WQAM on this Monday morning. Hollywood and Dan Day along here with you, and it's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans. Doug, good morning, my friend. I hope you've had some time to decompress after all this and take a little bit of a look back on the accomplishment here by these Panthers. How's everything, my friend?
Everything is great. I absolutely have. Thank you so much for having me. And, thanks again for having me on the show this morning.
You know, Doug, we spent a lot of time wasted on this show talking about which guys the Panthers would be able to bring back. They brought them all back. They brought the whole group back together, man. How did they do it? How were they able to get the core back together again and get everyone to agree to contracts?
Well, first of all, Bill Zito, once again, he proves that he's always two or three steps ahead of all of us on everything, and just year after year after year has this team in a great situation and a position to compete once again. And I know there's still a long ways before opening night, about 3 months or so. And there's a lot that can happen between now and the start of the season. But as things currently stand, coming out of the 4th of July weekend, I don't think there's a team in the National Hockey League with a better roster than the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, plain and simple. I know the games aren't played on paper, but it does mean a little bit more when the roster that's on paper has won what this group has the last couple of years. So right now, this is the best roster in the league. How would Bill Zito do it? I think there are a lot of different layers to it. I think if you look at it through the widest lens, plain and simple, he, along with Paul Maurice and his coaching staff, along with the leadership group in that room, like Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhardt, all these guys, they've helped create a culture of players that really want to be here, plain and simple. Guys want to come down here and play for the Florida Panthers because it gives them a chance to win, gives them a good quality of life, and it lets them be a part of a group that, just like I've said before, genuinely enjoys being around each other and is in a position to compete for Stanley Cups. So they're in a great position to compete. There's a great culture here. That's what's been creative and on top of that, everybody's had a chance to get good, fair contracts. And you look at what Bill Zito's been able to do here. You've got about half a roster of key players who are signed through at least the 29-30 season. So you're looking at about another at least half a decade with so much of this group that's locked in. And you're talking about names like Barkov, like Tkachuk, like Anton Lundell, like Sam Bennett, who just extended, an Aaron Ekblad and Brad Marchand. And again, you go right down the list. On top of that, you look at this group, there's not a bad contract. You go across the rest of the league, and it feels like every other team has a deal that they're hoping to get out from under, hoping that the clock will run out at some point in time, and they're just kind of counting down the days. The Panthers don't have one of those contracts holding them back, so they're in a really good spot for a lot of different reasons.
And speaking of key players, Doug, Sergei Bobrovsky, he is one of those guys that's not totally locked in yet. When is Bill Zito going to have to go to the table with him, and what type of contract can we see possibly being offered to our goaltender?
Well, I'm not privy to those kind of behind-the-scenes conversations, but one thing you can tell just from watching the game, Sergei Bobrovsky is still playing at an elite level, even at this stage of his career. And over the last couple of years, he's gone from potential Hall of Famer to lock Hall of Famer to, all-timer status in a lot of different areas. And, the counting stats are piling up to go along with his two Vezina trophies. He's got two Stanley Cups now. Like I said, I don't think there's any reason to ever be worried about these kind of things. Sergei loves it down here. He's had a great run down here. There's no doubt number 72 is going to be hanging in the rafters sometime down the road just based on what he's already accomplished in a Panthers uniform. And if there's one thing we've learned, whether it be, the last couple of years, whether it be going back to when Sam Reinhart extended or when Gus Forsling extended, Bill Zito's always on top of these things, and he's always looking at things from a long distance out. So there's no doubt that it is, I'm sure it's on Bill Zito's radar down the road to determine how things are going to look. But the biggest thing is going into this season coming up, the Panthers they're set in the goal crease, and they like where they are in that department. Sergei Bobrovsky obviously still on top of his game, but they just brought in a young guy in Daniil Tarasov, who actually comes from the same hometown as Sergei Bobrovsky. He's about a decade younger, had spent a lot of time in Columbus with the Blue Jackets. He's got some pretty high upside, and the Panthers were able to acquire him for a late-round draft pick, so kind of a low-risk pickup there that is, again, shored up this Panthers team and given them depth in the goal crease and a position of strength for them once again going into the 25-26 season.
Hey, Doug, I'm curious about the Olympics. I know they're coming up in 2026. What do you expect from that? I know they're going to have some of the players playing in that. Is that going to be similar competition to what we saw in that Four Nations thing? I know everyone really enjoyed that. The weird thing about that, though, is that, I mean, the players were knocking the crap out of each other. They were really playing in that thing. It didn't have a feel of an all-star game. I imagine the Olympics will be kind of similar, right?
In a sense, yes. I think, for one, the guys who could have a chance to play in that, they're extremely excited to do so. For a lot of these guys, especially in hockey with how global the sport is, representing your country is a huge deal to these players in the National Hockey League. Even though they're playing, in the greatest league in the world here, to be able to represent their countries in a best-on-best format, this is something that, every one of these guys that has the opportunity to do it is going to be extremely excited to do so. And obviously the Panthers have a lot of guys coming from a lot of different places who are going to have opportunities to do that and play for their teams, just like we saw in the Four Nations face-off back in February. There are some different rules, and we're not going to get into the weeds on that, but there are some different rules as far as the Olympic format compared to what we saw in the Four Nations face-off, which was kind of an NHL event. The Olympic Games are an international event, so there are some different rules there. I don't think we're going to see gloves coming off the face-off and things like that in Olympic Good. Rules, because there are different, there are some different rules once you get on the ice in the Olympic format. But I would expect the Panthers to be well represented once again. The other difference, of course, the games aren't going to be played in Montreal and Boston like they were here in North America back in February. These games are going to be overseas, and so you might have to get a little bit more creative about how you structure your day if you're a hockey fan trying to consume these games overseas.
Absolutely. Doug, I'm curious, too. You get to go to all the visiting arenas with the team. Is there a buzz when you go to the arenas now when the Panthers come to town? I mean, now you got a team that's going to be going for a three-peat, which is something that's never happened down here. But is there been a buzz when you go to visiting arenas? I know we have it here at home. What's that like traveling with those guys?
There absolutely is, and it's not just the places you'd expect. When the Panthers go to Toronto, when they go to Raleigh, when they go to Boston, teams the Panthers have a recent playoff history against, there's absolutely a buzz. But you find, too, when the Panthers go to Western Conference buildings where they only go one time each regular season, you felt it last year and you're going to feel it even more so this season when the Panthers go to some of these Western Conference buildings, especially on a Saturday night or something like that. There is definitely an electricity and a buzz because the defending Stanley Cup champions are coming to town. And now you're looking at a team that's not just a defending Stanley Cup champion, but a team that's done something pretty historic these last few years. There's no doubt in my mind that there are people who are, maybe people who share season tickets with each other in places like Minnesota, like Dallas, like Los Angeles, probably sitting there, flipping a coin over who gets the Panthers game in their allotment this year, things like that. So I'm sure that's a game that's being, I know the dates aren't officially out yet, but a date and opponent that's being circled on everybody's calendar moving ahead. We noticed it the last few years, and you could sense it on the ice, even coming off the year the Panthers won the Eastern Conference and then fell short in the Cup Final against Vegas. And part of it had to do with the Panthers getting hot, and part of it had to do with the way that that team played going back a couple of years. When the Panthers went into opposing buildings, people knew that it was going to look a little different than it did a lot of the other nights. So it's been really fun to see. This is a team that gets buzz everywhere it goes, and people are excited for them. We feel that down here in South Florida, but I can assure you, across the league, for a lot of different reasons, people want to see when the Panthers come to town.
Speaking of the buzz, Doug, I was recently in the Pacific Northwest, and with success comes polarization. There were some people wearing Panther shirts, but there was also people telling me, like, you're from South Florida. Man, I hate the Panthers. They're dirty. Do you get the feeling that they've now, with the success, have gotten more fans, but also at the same time polarized people the other way, where they say, like, we're the bad guys of the league now? They're the team that you love to hate.
There are absolutely going to be those kind of fans, and I don't think any kind of attention's bad, honestly. And I know that there are people with different views of the Panthers, and Sam Bennett kind of summed it all up at the parade when he got up on the stage and in so many words said that the Panthers, they're going to do what they want, and they're going to play the way that they want and play in a way that makes them successful, and they've been able to do that. A couple of things off of that, and I totally get where you're coming from, Dan. There are a lot of people going back a couple of years that labeled this Panthers team as undisciplined, and it's a totally off-base claim. This team, sure, they racked up some penalty minutes a couple of years back, and sure, the last couple of years they've had some games with some high penalty minute totals. Pretty much when the Panthers play Ottawa, you might get some of that. You might get some 10-minute misconducts handed out that kind of inflate the penalty minute numbers a little bit and make it look worse than it actually was on the box score. But this is really a very disciplined team. Anybody who's watched the Panthers regularly the last couple of years and on these runs to the back-to-back Stanley Cups can tell that this is an extremely disciplined, very mature and the way they go about their business hockey team. So, I understand that those people that believe that are out there, maybe people that don't watch the Panthers every single night. On top of that, we all know, we've seen it throughout sports. I'm sure they're going back the last couple of decades. I know maybe down here in South Florida, not as many people who became fans, but across the country, there are a lot of people who became big New England Patriots and Tom Brady fans because of the success they had. There are also a lot of people that got sick of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots because of the success they had. Going back decades, you've seen that across all the sports. Going back into the 90s, there are a lot of people who became New York Yankees fans. There are a lot of people who decided that the New York Yankees were the number one team on their teams I don't like list. So, and not just Red Sox fans, people from other places. So I think with any kind of sustained success, you're going to get that. But what it does mean is people care about your team. People want to follow your team, whether they like you or not. They're going to be keeping an eye on your team. And when you go to their town, getting back to Danny's question a moment ago, when you go to their town, they're going to want to go to that game. So, hey, any kind of attention is good attention. That means you're doing something on the ice.
Doug Plagans here with us on QAM. He is the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. He is also very involved in the hobby, and I've been teasing this, Doug. We got to talk a little card stuff, a little memorabilia stuff here. First things first, we got to get that Fanatics Fest. We got to get that pushed back, man. Don't they know the Panthers play into late June every year? What are they doing over there, man?
Yeah, that it looks like quite a spectacle. They're doing a heck of a job with it, and they've had it in New York now a couple of times. But basically, a sports collectors convention meets Comic-Con, something that has something for every sports fan. But the way the Panthers have been rolling lately, it makes it pretty tough to be able to sneak up there for that. But it looks like they're doing a heck of a job with it. And I know ever since Fanatics got so heavily involved in the sports card world, part of the goal for them has been to get cards in the hands of as many people. There are a lot of people out there who are sports fans that have never opened a pack of cards before, and you know, it's an event like that. And I know the card world is just a small part of what they're doing at Fanatics Fest. They truly seem to have something for everything there. But, you know, they are getting cards in the hands of a lot of people who maybe haven't checked it out before.
So June was actually, I don't know if you saw this, June was an all-time month for card sales. $305 million spent on the hobby across the major auction houses and marketplaces. So it was a record month in June for cards, Doug. It's look, the popularity is clearly there, man. And I'm just curious, you know, what are you finding to be the most popular product right now? I know you're pretty locked in on this stuff here. What's the hottest thing right now going?
Well, there are a couple of different things, and I can tell you from the big view and the small view. For one, taking it to the most local scope, I had a table out on Saturday at the Fort Lauderdale Card Show, 2440 State Road 84 at the Roadway Inn in the ballroom, the big meeting room there, first Friday and Saturday of every month, and Daniel and company do a great job with the show there for a monthly show. It's and a local show. It's outstanding. So it was the busiest I've ever seen that show just on Saturday. And based on what people were saying, Friday, even being the evening on the 4th of July, was just as busy. So that right there tells you that at a local level, the hobby is extremely strong right now. And then you look at it from the widest lens. You mentioned some of the figures there, and that's really encouraging because I think a lot of people were concerned coming out of the pandemic. Things got a little wacky as far as some of the card prices and the market and some of what was going on out there. And I think a lot of people probably came in hoping to make a quick buck and maybe didn't go so well for them during that time. But I think a lot of the people that maybe came and went have gone, but I think a lot of people stayed from that time. Clearly, and a lot of people are getting into it. And I can tell you the greatest thing that I've seen, and this was something that maybe was a little bit of a concern for me going back 10, 15 years ago, is that young people in the hobby, kids are in the hobby, and they're loving it and they're interested. And I'll admit that once upon a time, I was a little concerned, were young people going to continue to be interested in this? And maybe at times that was a question, but certainly these last 5 to 7 years or so, kids are getting into it. Kids love it, and there's something for everybody, whether you're in it for, I say it all the time, whether you come into it with $10 or $10,000, there's something you can collect. As far as products out there that are really big right now, I mean, we're right in the middle of baseball season, and that's a lot of what I collect is baseball, and I can speak to it just from having a table over the weekend. People were really into a lot of baseball stuff, and as you can always expect, it's a lot of the hot young prospects, the new guys coming in, Jacob Wilson, Jack Caglione, these guys that are having good rookie seasons, Paul Skenes, but you throw that in with some of the names like Shohei Ohtani and players like that. I think that's another big thing with baseball is, and I know you guys talk about it from through a lot of different angles, but to have an athlete like Ohtani in his prime right now, and he'll continue to be in his prime, I mean, you're watching a guy who has otherworldly abilities. We use the term generational a lot, but Shohei doesn't come around more than a guy like that doesn't come around more than a few times a century. And to have a guy like that right now just amplifies, the everything from the hobby side of things. Bowman baseball is always exciting. Chance to chase all the young prospects and all the their first autographs and things like that. You've got your regular Topps baseball series 2's out now, just kind of being the driver, and that's what you're going to find at your Targets and your Walmarts and everything like that. And I know a big time hobby favorite, Topps Chrome Baseball, will be out later on this month, leading up to the National in Chicago. So there are a lot of great products out right now. You're going to start to see some of the first football products with NFL logos, I would imagine, over these next couple of over the next little bit. The rookies with NFL logos, I should say, that's going to be over the course of the summer. But yeah, a lot of the baseball stuff is what's driving it right now, because I think Major League Baseball is in a great place right now, maybe the best position they've been in since the 90s, with the amount of good young players to be excited about that they have.
I'm curious, Doug, I'll leave you on this one. What do you, like, if someone came up to you and they were like, what's a good way to start? What would you tell them? Because a lot of these guys were talking about these younger guys, and I think, like, a really good example is Victor Wembanyama, right? I don't think we've ever seen anyone like Victor Wembanyama. People were paying hundreds of dollars for his base cards, right, at a point there. And it's like, you know, he's obviously had the blood clot thing, and his cards have come significantly down in value. You can always buy the GOATs. You know, you could buy Mahomes and Brady and, you know, and LeBron and those kinds of guys, and those cards are always going to hold their value. So if someone came up to you and they're like, hey, you know, I'm looking to get into the hobby, I want to start a collection, what would you tell them? Like, what's a good starting point for someone?
Well, I would say the first thing is, what do you like? And I'll expand on that in a moment. Getting back to what you said about, you know, something like Victor Wembanyama. Yeah, he could end up being the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He could be even better. Who knows? He could be something that we've never seen before. But a lot of people don't realize it before they get in. Hype often drives prices up more than actual results. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some Wemby stuff out there that's priced through the roof. But if you want to go buy a nice Hakeem Olajuwon rookie, it'll only cost you about $100-$125. So it all depends on if you want to collect the current stuff, speculate a little bit, prospect, or if you want to go back and collect the classics. I think it goes right to find out what you like. Do you like collecting the greats, the Hall of Famers, things like that? Or do you want to chase what the next big thing might be, knowing that there might be a little bit more risk involved in doing that? How much money are you getting into it with? Are you getting into it just to collect your favorite players, your favorite, you know, pick a set that you like? Do you like autographs? Maybe you can venture toward a product that has autographs in it. You know, do you just collect a favorite team? There's sometimes the pick your team break formats can be great for that. If you just want to load up with as many cards as possible of your favorite team. There are a lot of different ways you can go about it. And you and I could probably do about a 2-hour podcast on this, on where do you start, because there are different ways to do it. But I would say the first thing is, go on, do a little research. It can be a little overwhelming, but and at least before you get into buying things, try to do a little bit of research on what you might be getting yourself into, because there are just so many different lanes out there and so many different things you can do. But the first thing is, find out what you like. And if you're buying a card, whether it be a card that you buy for $5 or $500, you know, if you go into it saying, I'm going to buy this because I like it, take it a step further, are you going to be okay owning that item if it ultimately goes to zero value-wise? It probably never will, but if it did, are you going to be excited to own that? If the answers are yes, then you're probably in the market to buy that item. But yeah, I think it all starts with finding out what you like, whether it's rookies, Hall of Famers, a specific player, a specific team, and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, I'm with you 1,000% on that, man. You never know with these, like the Wemby's an example. How about Wander Franco, who was like the huge card, that was a few years back, right? And obviously we know what happened with those. I will tell you, though, Doug, I find incredible value. If you're listening to this interview right now, odds are you're a Panthers fan. I find incredible value in Panthers cards. I mean, the stuff you can get, the on-card autos, the patch autos, like there's some beautiful cards out there that are attainable. I mean, they're not overly expensive.
Yeah, it's a great way to go about it in these last couple of years. A lot of what drives prices up are hot rookies that maybe we haven't seen on the ice, on the court, on the field that much, but hype around some of these rookies is what drives the price up. Well, the Panthers, if we're just taking it to a hockey perspective, the Panthers the last couple of years, they haven't had a Connor Bedard, for example, driving the prices through the roof from their perspective. So that's why I jump on Mojo Break, is I go to them for my breaks a lot, but they're good friends of mine. But if that's where I sample a lot of the new hockey products, is I I jump on and I'll get the Panthers in a break, because a lot of times you can get them pretty affordably compared to other teams in the pick your team break formats, and that's a whole different thing. We're probably throwing around some vernacular here that a lot of folks out there might not totally be following, but the Panthers are a team that are affordable in a lot of the breaks right now. And taking it a step further, you can get some really nice in hockey, whether it's the legends or whether it's current players. You can get some really nice stuff really affordably. SP Authentic is my favorite hockey set. I just think that the cards consistently look so clean, so nice. And I wish, if there was one set that I wish existed in every product every year for everything, it would be SP Authentic, just because the autographs are all on card. The cards are always designed so cleanly, just a beautiful looking set. But yeah, hockey affords a lot of good bargains, especially, folks, if you want to go buy hockey cards. Right now is the time of the year to do it, because nobody's playing right now. Nobody's on the ice, breaking records or anything like that right now. The dust is kind of settled coming off the playoffs, and you could probably find yourself a few deals right now.
Doug, it was great talking with you. We might have to make this podcast a reality here at some point here. I don't know if Len's listening this morning. We might have to make that happen at some point. But thank you for the time. As always, really appreciate it, my friend.
Always in for that. You just tell me the when and where. But beyond that, thanks so much for having me, guys. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, Doug Plagan's with us here, the radio voice of the Florida Panthers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.